Interrupt your little hum along, George, but how's my icebox?
Well, for starters, you've got a cracked butt plate.
You better be talking about the icebox.
Condenser needs checking. Screw heads are loose. You got a leaky coil.
Look, I'm paying you by the hour. Stop complaining and start fixing.
It'll get done. Why don't you relax?
I cannot relax when my chocolate ripple is melting all over my fish sticks.
B, honey, are you sure you want to pick B?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sticking with A.
Oh, are you two helping Bubba study for his test?
No, Miss Harper, I'm giving my two favorite guys a test to see how romantic they are.
Good Lord, don't tell me you're still reading Cosmo at your age.
This happens to be one of Iola's magazines. It's Ladies' Circle.
You mean even Ladies' Circle has turned to smut?
This isn't smut. This test was written by a Ph.D. Now, are you guys ready for the final question?
Ready.
Okay. What would he like you to sleep in? A, a clinging negligee. B, a flannel nightie. Or C, nothing.
Well, that's easy. Nothing.
I go with A, the negligee. It sounds so French.
You're both wrong. It's flannel. You can't be romantic when you're catching your death of cold.
Okay, now I'm totaling up the points.
All those tests are all the bunk. What'd I get?
Well, I can't believe this. Vinton, you only got 3 points. It says here you're a cold fish.
A cold fish? Let me see that.
Even your mama did better than you, and she only answered 1 question.
Well, when you got it, you got it.
Hey, I got a perfect score. I'm a red-hot Romeo.
Don't you have studying or something to do?
Vinton, I just can't get over you being so unromantic.
Oh, all them romantic lover boys. They're not real men, you know. Remember that good-looking Phil Sumter used to work down at Quick Keys?
Yeah.
Well, he could sweet-talk the gals all right, but he couldn't set a tumbler worth beans.
Well, he must have been good at something. He married that rich widow up in Ray Heights right after he put in her locks.
Yeah, but their mansion is not secure.
I tell you what, this lady circle ought to forget the sex business and get back to doing what they do best. Showing you how to decorate for Christmas with the inside of toilet paper rolls.
Well, I don't know, Miss Harper. That magazine has really opened up my eyes. I have come to discover that my nephew knows more about romance than my very own husband.
Oh, for pity's sakes, Naomi, what'd you expect? The honeymoon's over. Get with the program.
Well, without romance, Miss Harper, what is there to marriage?
Plenty, and it's time you learned. You can start by taking this stuff upstairs.
Oh, shoot. I ask for love, and you give me laundry.
How do you like that? I'm a cold fish, and you're a red-hot Romeo. Thanks a lot, Bubba.
Take it easy, Uncle Vint. All you have to do is show Aunt Naomi how much you love her.
Well, I gave her 4 new retreads for her birthday.
Oh, it's got to be something more romantic. I know. You could write her a love letter.
Love letter?
Sure. Just like Gopher did on the love boat. Adrian Barbeau thought he was a real jerk until he wrote her this steamy love note.
Hey, maybe you got something there. If it worked for Gopher and Adrian, maybe it'll work for me and Naomi.
Sure, give it a try.
Nah, what would I say? I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Well, I'll do it for you, Uncle Vint, and I'll print it so she won't recognize my handwriting.
Good idea.
My dearest darling.
Wow. How do you think of that stuff?
Easy. It's what Gopher wrote to Adrian.
Thelma, I checked out the fridge and I've got your estimate.
I'll be right in. Lord, you know when they're cheerful like that, they're going to stick it to you. All right, you blue-collar bandit, what's the damage?
Boy, Bubba, this thing is a masterpiece.
Thanks. I hate to brag, but I think it's even better than Gopher's. Read it again.
My dearest darling, I can be silent no longer. My passion for you burns deep. You are the woman of my dreams, so please make my dreams come true. I love you, I love you, I love you. Signed, your eternal lover. Are you sure that's the way you spell eternal?
Sure, just sound it out. E-T-U-R-N-O-U-L. Eternal.
I guess you're right. Now, where should we put it?
Well, someplace she's sure to look.
Oh, here. I'll put it in her manicure kit. I gave her this for her anniversary.
Well, gee, Uncle Vin, I don't know.
She uses this all the time. Now, I'm going to go find her and tell her that she's got a hangnail. I can't wait to see her face when she reads that letter.
This is all wrong. Here.
My eternal lover? Bubba?
Well, now I've heard everything.
What have you heard?
That bozo wants to charge me $108 to fix my icebox. Yeah, it'll be cheaper for me to move my kitchen to Alaska.
Boy, it's hot. I sure could use something cool to drink.
Well, George, how about I fix you a nice tall glass of lemonade? Fresh squeezed, chipped ice, maybe a little cherry on top.
Tell me that'd be swell.
Well, like yourself, I charge $15 an hour. I figure that little glass of lemonade, parts and labor, ought to run you about $9.50.
A glass of water will be fine.
Mama, have you seen Naomi?
Benton, I got enough to do keeping an eye on gorgeous George here without watching your wife's every move. She's in the living room.
I love you, I love you, I love you. Ooh, I just feel sick. That's not how you spell eternal.
Naomi! Well, how is the most beautiful gal in the whole wide world?
Oh, fine, just fine.
Well, you've never looked finer. I tell you, any man in the world would fall in love with you.
I know.
Those gorgeous blue eyes, those red, red lips.
Oh, is that all you men ever can think about?
Well, now, what's wrong with you? You said you wanted romance.
Oh, I'm so sorry I ever brought the whole thing up.
Hello there, Bubba. You studying?
Yeah, Miss Boylan, the Civil War.
Oh, the Civil War. A house divided will not stand.
I thought a house divided was a duplex.
Bit. I just came to see if I left my lady circle over here.
Yeah, it's here.
Mother wants to find out how romantic she is. I am a burning flame.
Well, I am a cold fish.
Oh, well, I'm sure there are a lot of women who disagree with that.
Women. Who can figure out what they think? They say they want romance, and then when it hits them in the face, they can't even see it.
Well, not me. I'd know in a second.
Oh, here, Viola. Please take this, and whatever you do, keep it away from Naomi.
Looks like there's trouble in paradise.
Oh, great, Mama, just great. There's nothing to eat in there.
Well, of course not, you big goon. It's being fixed. Just who do you think that is behind the icebox? A Pillsbury Doughboy?
Oh, yeah. How's it going, George?
It'll get done.
Yeah, that's what you said 75 bucks ago.
I can't seem to find the right Phillips head for my ratchet.
Oh, well, I got a whole slew of those things in the pickup.
Well, come on, let's have a look.
Oh, great. Oh, George, did I ever show you those custom chrome pipes I put in the truck?
Benton, that man is charging me by the hour. He doesn't have time to look at your damn pickup.
Yeah. Oh, Benton, it is Iota, the woman of your dreams. I love you, I love you, I love you. Your eternal lover. Oh, so poetic, so misspelled.
Iota, what are you mumbling about in my kitchen?
Oh, Thelma, you gave me such a start.
Well, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't interrupt your conversation with yourself.
I was humming. Where's Ben?
He's helping George fix my icebox. He doesn't have time to chew the fat with you.
Thelma, I have to tell him that I understand.
Understand what?
That what I've waited for so long has finally come true.
They're putting Lawrence Welk back on the air?
Oh, Thelma, please, I must talk to him.
Whatever you gotta say, it'll keep till later. Now beat it.
Well, I guess you're right. What's a few more seconds compared to eternity? Goodbye, Mama.
Man, this Phillips head is just a ticket. Thanks.
Well, at least I did something right.
And just to show that my heart's in the right place, I'm going to make your old lady's day. I'm knocking 15 bucks off her bill.
Oh, well, that's real nice of you, George.
Ah, it's nothing. I overcharged anyway.
Hey, Grandma. It says here that during the Civil War, many of the Southern women were left unprotected. You must have been really scared.
To tell you the truth, Bubba, I was too busy loading muskets to notice.
Bubba, I want to talk to you.
Just a minute there, mister. What is going on with my icebox?
It'll get done.
Oh, Lord, I was afraid you'd say that.
Well, did Aunt Naomi read the letter?
Yes, she did.
So, did Gopher's trick pay off?
Bubba, it's time you faced reality. Life is not the love boat.
Well, surprise, surprise, you're actually working.
Well, Tim, I got another surprise for you. Over on the table.
Where? I don't see nothing.
Just pick up that clipboard and take a gander.
Uh-oh. Huh? Huh?
Well, Thelma, what do you say?
Huh?
Well, Thelma, what I wrote down must have got you pretty excited. I bet now you won't complain so much about me. You'll just sit down and enjoy
it. Miss Harper, is Bubba still out on the porch?
Don't go.
I don't have time to talk to you now, Miss Harper. I have to straighten Bubba out about something.
Don't leave me alone.
Miss Harper, you're not alone. George is here. I think it's time we had a little talk.
Oh, sure, honey.
Not you, Bubba.
Me?
Yes, you, Bubba. Would you come inside with me, please?
Sure, Aunt Naomi.
Oh, no, Skeeter, there's a couple of things.
Oh, never mind, Benton. I'll talk to you later. Benton! Oh, Benton! I'm here.
Well, Iola, what are you all dressed up for?
Oh, it's just something I threw on. been in my closet for years. I just never had the occasion to wear it.
Yeah? What's the occasion?
As if you didn't know.
I don't.
Well, then, I think it's time we had a little talk. Now, Bubba, I realize that you are a very sensitive and romantic young man, and I'm sure someday you'll find a girl who's right for you, but...
Gee, that's real nice, Aunt Naomi, but I better get back to my homework.
Please, Bubba, there is no need to pretend. You see, I know it was you who wrote that letter to me.
Oh, well, gee, I didn't mean any harm. I hope you're not mad.
No, it's not that I'm mad exactly, Bubba.
Well, what difference does it make who wrote it? It came from the heart. You gotta believe me.
You're not making this any easier, Bubba.
Well, I guess if I do look a little different, I owe it all to you.
Me?
Oh, Vint. All my life I've played by the rules. I was raised as an old-fashioned girl. Well, now I'm ready to swing into the 80s.
Well, I don't know that you should, Iola.
And why not?
Because I think you're fine just the way you are.
Oh, Vint, tell me more.
George, I think it's time we had a little talk. Come and sit down. On the other side of the table.
Well, you're the ball.
And knock it off with that wink, and you look like you got a tick.
George,
I cannot believe what you wrote.
Oh, come off it, Thelma. Don't act so surprised. You've been hanging around the kitchen all day hinting about it.
I've been what?
Thelma, you know, all the handymen in town talk, and they say you pull the same thing with them.
Pull what? Who?
Who are they? I want their names and I want them now.
Aunt Naomi, I'm surprised you're so uptight about this. I mean, you're the one that said you needed a little more romance.
Let's just forget about my needs.
Gee, I'm supposed to be a red-hot Romeo. Didn't that letter turn you on at all?
Bubba, you are my nephew.
Well, I know. That's why I thought it would be okay to write it. I mean, it's all in the family.
Wouldn't you just love to be lying on the Riviera right now?
Yeah. It's always been my dream to go to Las Vegas.
Well, from now on, the woman of your dreams can make all your dreams come true.
No, I don't know. Naomi's not acting too cooperative.
Well, we can't let Naomi stand in our way. We got to seize the moment.
Iola, what are you doing?
Iola?
Mama!
George, I don't know what it is you have heard about me exactly, but it is not true.
What's with you, Thelma? Most gals, when I knock a little off the bill, are real nice to me.
Just what kind of a woman do you take me for?
Now, calm down. I'm just doing you a favor.
Don't do me no favors.
Thelma, all I want to do is put a little smile on your face.
You take one more step and I'm going to scream. What the hell? I'm going to scream anyway. Help!
What is it?
Mr. Fix-It's trying to put the fix on me.
What?
Don't you deny it, you Medicare masher. I have got the proof.
Grandma, what are you doing with my letter?
Your letter?
His letter?
Well, it's really my letter.
Your letter?
That's right, his letter.
Well, then how come you said you wrote it?
Wrote it? I don't even know what it is.
Well, somebody wrote the damn thing.
I did.
But he wrote it for me to give to Naomi.
For me? Oh, honey, it's so beautiful.
Oh, sure. Now you like it.
Well, who did you think it was from, Bubba?
Oh, little Bubba? Don't be silly.
Well, what I would like to know is how the hell it got into my kitchen.
I found it in my lady's circle. And you thought Vinton had written it to you?
I did not.
Well, then Then what are you doing in that god-awful dress? Just what is so funny?
I can be silent no longer. I love you, I love you, I love you.
You get that damn letter out of my face and shut up, you old fool. One more peep out of you and you're gonna have more to fix than a cracked butt plate.